Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the Big Picture of All Diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created this hell intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves, and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will continue to enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is all we need to do. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. And when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too well to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils and allowing their minds to actually work so they can critically evaluate what's going on. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. Archives of my shows for the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives, and I am very grateful to Sheldon Day for maintaining those archives for me because I'm on lots of shows, and he posts most of them. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support this network by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use a toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. I am very excited about my new show out of the UK on These Changing Times radio.ning.com every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The information about that show can also be found on thelightofdayradioshow.com. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineinducediseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. I did a show last week with the owner of Silver Lungs, Mario Cifaldi. That archive is on the lightofdayradioshow.com. I received over 100 emails. People loved the show. The only criticism they had was that Mario talked too fast. So I actually wrote a review of the show so that you can see the information presented in a more easily understandable form. Guest, we can hear you. Please mute yourself till I bring you on. As I was saying, there is a review on the lightofdayradioshow.com under last week's archive where you can actually see the information presented in a typed-out form so that you can understand it more easily, because Mario talks so fast it's hard to take notes. And the only person I did not hear from, of course, was Patrick Jordan, who sent out all kinds of disinformation about colloidal silver. And I encourage all of you to start asking him why he tried to scare you away from this life-saving solution to all kinds of organisms. On today's show, our answer to what's ailing America is destruction of families. I'm going to bring Sam Edwards for One Voice for the Kids on during the second hour of the show, but during the first hour, I'm going to start out with a member of his group, Andrew Peacher from the UK. Before I bring Andrew on, I want to also mention that I recently found out about yet another international group, protectivemothersalliance.org/index.html. I encourage you to check out that website. This is a group of mothers and children who were taken from their protective mothers and custody given to their abusive and violent and sexually sadistic fathers. And we all have to join together to stop what's going on, because, of course, the intentional plan is destruction of the families. And that always gets me a little choked up, because, of course, my son is being destroyed along those lines as well. This group is having a worldwide peaceful candlelight vigil protest. If the listeners are interested in participating, please contact the administrative assistant of Protective Mothers Alliance International, Gail, G-A-Y-L-E, Summer, as in the season, gailsummer@gmail.com. They have many countries that are participating, including Canada, Italy, New Zealand, France, and the UK. And I have hooked them up with Sam Edwards, One Voice for the Kids, because, of course, it is self-evident that the family courts are destroying families. So on that note, I would like to bring Andrew Peacher on. As I said, he's affiliated with Sam Edwards and his One Voice for the Kids group out of the UK. They are planning a protest at the beginning of the London Olympics. And welcome to the show, Andrew. And you had something that you were going to read, a news blast that you had sent out that was excellent. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the one actually that you said comment on didn't refer to the Olympics. So I'll read the Olympics one out when I find it. I sent you two, and the last one was referring to Skegness. Oh, I could do both?
Yeah, go ahead, do both.
Yeah, sure. Right, at London Olympics, if you are for the social services, the CPS, etc., the paedophiles and the child abusers, then you don't need to do nothing. But if you are for the rights of children and the rights of families, you will do a lot. The choice is yours, and I guess your conscience will tell you which way is the right path to go down. On the 27th of July, 2012, there will be an opening ceremony of the London Olympic Games in London. The Prime Minister, David Cameron, has already said he doesn't want any protests in London during the Games because of the bad press it causes. Well, sorry, Mr. Prime Minister, we are the parents who will have a peaceful protest on the above date, and number 10, and number 11 if we have to. Downing Street, your so-called bad press is our misery, and we intend for the world to see and hear the truth about your government departments that steal and abuse our children. We want our stolen children returned immediately and an immediate investigation into social services departments throughout the UK and the CPS departments throughout America concerning all these issues of forced adoptions and the secret family courts. We also seek justice for the 74 lost souls, which is an up-to-date figure, I believe, due to social services failures. Their children, for argument's sake, Baby P, Victoria Klimbay, they've got it wrong and they've died. We also seek justice for Holly Gregg and Robert Green. On that note, I'm just adding, Robert Green comes out of prison now on the 17th of May, so that's excellent news. We also want social workers made accountable for their failures, for these 74 lost souls. We also want social workers made accountable for their actions in stealing our children. We want justice, and social workers, police officers and other departments all sharing the same responsibility in the abduction, kidnapping, the abuse of our children. We want criminal charges levied against them with conviction. Don't let our children suffer alone and in silence. Don't let our children add to the 74 lost souls.
We can get... Alien Plus, edible food plants that grow on Earth.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is destruction of families. I have on the line with me from the UK, Andrew Peacher, who is a member of the group One Voice for the Kids. And Andrew, you were reading one of your press releases before the break. Please carry on.
Yeah, if it sounds a bit repeated, it's because I weren't sure about the break. But anyway, so what we're looking for is to seek justice for them 74 lost souls due to social services failures. We also seek justice for Holly Gregg and Robert Green, who was imprisoned, and for basically helping Holly Gregg, and he will be released on May the 17th, so you can Google that. We want social workers made accountable for their failures. For those 74 lost souls, we also want social workers made accountable for their actions in stealing our children. We want justice, and social workers, police officers, and all other departments and the agencies involved in the abduction, kidnapping, and the abuse of our children. We want criminal charges levied against them with conviction. I mean, this is coming from my heart personally. Don't let our children suffer alone and in silence, and don't let our children add to the 74 lost souls. That's one event.
Okay, before you continue, for any new listeners we have, because we're getting new listeners all the time, you mentioned Holly Gregg. We've done shows about Holly Gregg before. This is one of the most important cases in the entire world involving the global pedophile cabal. Holly Gregg is a young woman. She's now a young woman, but this is someone who was sexually assaulted and tortured by various members of high-level government officials in the UK, including judges, police officers, and other people who are supposed to protect the children. Robert Green is somebody who tried to do something about it, and instead of doing something about it, they put Robert Green in prison. So I just want to make that very clear. And also, let me just mention that this group, Protective Mothers Alliance International, the whole point of this group is basically to expose the fact that mothers who try to protect their children, such as myself, my son was violently sodomized at 3 years of age. And instead of my son being protected, even though I was granted a divorce based on domestic violence, my son is now in the custody of his rapist. And this whole group has many different young people who are now adults who were in the situation where they were given custody to their father abusers. And, you know, there's lots of good fathers out there, and certainly Andrew is an example of that. But there's lots of bad ones, too. And we need to expose all of this because they are destroying the children. And that's why I strongly encourage you to check out that group, protectivemothersalliance.org/index.html. Okay, Andrew, go ahead and read your other announcement.
Yeah, I can do that in a second. Just on the Holly Gregg case, she's 32 years of age, and her mum has recently lost custody of that vulnerable adult, as our state calls her. Obviously, she's vulnerable because she's been abused. So her mother has actually lost custody. We're not sure what when she leaves her mum's care, but they are still appealing in the appealing process. Yeah, so
I just want to comment on that because she has Down syndrome, okay? So she's not, quote-unquote, neurologically normal. And I knew this was coming. I knew what they were going to do is take custody of Holly away from her mother because they won't shut up. They won't stop exposing the pedophiles and the high levels of government in the UK. And I am very concerned about Holly, because where are they going to put her? What kind of MK Ultra mind control are they going to use on her? What kind of torture are they going to subject her to? And I hope... go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, and although sometimes when I listen to things, that could happen to her, I actually know, and it is well within what you already know, she'll be put in probably some institutionalized, maybe not a hospital, but a place where she's going to get upset, she's going to want a mum, and to shut her up, they're going to have to inject her with chemicals, as in drugs, to stimulate a mind so they can control her.
Exactly. Yes. And that's why I hope that her mother eventually says no. You see, there comes a point, and this is something I had mentioned to one of the co-founders of this Protective Mothers Alliance group. There comes a point where the peaceful protests have to end. If you try to take a lion cub away from its mother, the mother doesn't have a peaceful protest. The mother doesn't have a vigil. The mother takes care of business. And if I was Holly's mother, this is where I would draw a line in the sand. And I wasn't able to do that for my own son because back in the day, I believed that the courts were going to actually end up doling out justice. Now I know better. So I just want to put that out there because they have to get rid of Holly because Holly is Exhibit A as to how bad it is in terms of the global pedophiles.
Exactly, and anybody at that London Olympics protesting down the street, they're going to get some big surprises. So will it be peaceful, will it not? We don't know, but they'll certainly know about Holly Gregg and Robert Greene and everything that Sam Edwards is doing for One Voice for the Kids.
Let me just say, I'm not promoting violence at the protest. If there is any violence, it will be the agent provocateurs that cause the violence, because that's how these minions operate. They'll have the police, dress up and put masks on and start throwing rocks and bottles at the police and other things. That's how it works. I'm just talking in terms of them physically coming to take Holly. That's where the entire community should be surrounding the house and telling those criminals to go home. That's what I'm saying.
I think not just their own community. I do firmly believe, the house and where she lives is probably not big enough to house all the people that will be there when they finally go around. Anyway, yeah, so I've got another protest. Well, it's not actually a protest, it's a conference. It's never been done before, and it sort of happened by my frustration, and this is what I want to urge people. When you're frustrated, get some words of wisdom and email your media. Tell them, you want some change. I know a lot of people don't agree with media outlets, but I emailed so many, I lost count. I was up all night and all day doing it because I think I had some kind of a blip. But anyway, this one person got back to me, only one out of thousands of emails. And the funny thing about it was he actually lived just up the road from where I live. And now he's offering us members of parliament, which is like senators, I believe. He's offering us social workers, like the CPS workers. He's offering us a platform in a big theatre so we can all debate this problem. Okay, it won't change nothing overnight, but it's one of a kind, and Brian Garrish is going to be the guest speaker with Sam Edwards. And obviously, Dr. Carly, you'll be on Skype as well, giving us your opinion.
And I commend you for that. Let me just say, I commend you for that, because, see, the problem that comes up with the media, who are totally controlled and told what to cover, is that occasionally you will find one person that has a conscience, and obviously you have found one person that has a conscience. And he may lose his job for doing this, but what could be more important than doing what the journalists are supposed to do, which is expose corruption and fraud at the highest levels? So I think this is wonderful, and I commend you for doing that. Just like myself, you know, there's a few doctors who are standing up for the truth. Haven't found any attorneys yet. I thought I found one, but turned out that was a hoax as well. But you never know. There are some people out there that are starting to realize that, you know, what we're experiencing in all areas of our lives is pure evil. And, you know, even if they're not being affected on this particular issue, having their children kidnapped like yourself and myself have experienced, still, they may realize that they're being killed with vaccines or whatever the case may be.
This is your three-minute
so people with a conscience have to stand up.
For Wednesday, May 9th.
Okay, there's the break again. Actually, perfect timing. Let's have you read that second document after the break.
Sure.
Rainfall is occurring over a widespread area. The following cities have high potential for fallout in the next 24 to 48 hours: Kamloops, Kelowna, Calgary, Lethbridge, Saskatoon, Sudbury, Windsor, Toronto, London, Ottawa, Niagara Falls, Montreal, Quebec, Halifax, and Kingston. In the U.S., current radar shows the U.S. is unusually clear, with 75% of the country currently sunny. However, high Geiger readings have been reported along the East Coast storm system, with 20 times background in North Carolina. This system extends from Florida to Michigan and is slowly moving east. Please avoid all precipitation along this area. In Europe, current radar from Meteo France shows rain across the northern half of Europe, with the strongest storms for the next 24 hours being in France, Belgium, Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Austria, the Czech Republic, northern Italy, and Croatia. The coastal areas have the highest potential for fallout, as the jet stream and tropospheric bands coincide with this area. Please monitor your depth for current radiation levels and avoid precipitation as a precaution. Nuke Report. Another worker at the Honeywell International Uranium Processing Facility received an injury and facial laceration while removing his respirator. At the on-site medical facility, it was found that the employee had a high level of contamination on his work shoes. The plant notified the NRC. This is the second contaminated worker in 3 days at this plant. At the Peach Bottom, Pennsylvania plant, there was an invalid primary containment issue resulting from a voltage problem. And at the Monticello, Minnesota nuke plant, there were several conditions found that could delay transfer to emergency diesel generators. This was reported under accident mitigation. We also need to include a sun report today, as large sunspot 1476 is releasing M and C flares and has a slight potential for X flares. The good news is, with clear skies over most of the U.S., we may get to experience northern lights over the next 2 days, especially in the states along the Canadian border. Please share these forecasts from YouTube on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media so we can inform people about the dangers of radiation. This message has been brought to you by Radchik and the Orion Talk Radio Network. We care about you because your government doesn't. Stay safe.
Okay, I didn't hear any music. That's a new thing we have going on here, this intermittent news update warning us about radiation and such. And let me just say again, if you haven't got any nascent iodine from magnascent.com, a company that I just recommend because I take it myself and it's very good. I have no, you know, financial dealings with them, but go to magnascent.com. It's a iodine supplement, the best that I know of, that you can take to at least protect your thyroid glands from the Fukushima radiation that's heading over our way here in the United States and all over the world, actually. And you can also detox the radiation. You can contact me to find out how to do that with homeopathy. Okay, let me bring Andrew Peacher back on. A man in the UK, him and his wife had their children kidnapped. I've had Andrew on the show a couple of times, and he's told this story before. But I'm so proud of what he has done. Because when this happens to you, you either commit suicide, go crazy, go postal, or you become a warrior. And Andrew has become a warrior. And as I said, he's working with Sam Edwards of One Voice for the Kids, who will join us in the second hour. Andrew, please do continue with the second document that you had drafted that you wanted to share with our listeners.
Yeah, this is... Can you hear me, yeah?
Yep, go ahead.
Yeah, this is perhaps the biggest conference of child stealing by the state that has ever been to date worldwide. The interest alone has been phenomenal. This conference has attracted the attention of three MPs from three different political nominations, denominations even. The head of the local social services, CPS, in our county of Lincolnshire in the UK. And most of all, it has also attracted local TV, local radio, and international radio and TV shows on the internet. A date for this conference is yet to be confirmed in July. Guest speakers at this conference will include Mr. Brian Gerrish from the UK Column, Sam Edwards from One Voice for the Kids, Miss Justice, a fellow campaigner from the USA, Dr. Rebecca Carley, MD, and Jane Johnson, many, many more. This conference debate on the issues of child stealing by the state is to encourage other parents to attend and educate themselves with the knowledge and the truth, and to join other parents as to what is happening and share this information. Children have been taken by the state unlawfully by social workers, and they have been taken from safe family environments. In Britain today, there are a staggering 88,000 children in care. This is a tragedy and a national scandal of huge proportions. If we are to help these children and their families, then it is absolutely vital that we wake up the British general public so that they can understand what is really going on and understand the scale of what is really happening. To do this, we must bring together individuals, groups and like-minded organisations together that are already working to expose the truth about child stealing by the state. We must be able to show the public that it is not just a few random families and a few children that are affected by child stealing, it is thousands and it is worldwide. We're encouraging for parents who have lost their kids due to overzealous social workers and the state to come forward, attend this important seminar and talk of their experiences. We also want to hear from grandparents too, any gay couples who have adopted the child and then had the child removed by social services. Whatever your story, we'd like you to attend. This is open to anyone, not just those who have been affected by these issues. This conference has been designed to educate people as to what is really happening in the UK and to prove this is not just an accident. The reason for the MPs and the social workers and the parents to be in one forum together is really to have a fair, open, honest, balanced, you know, conference. We're also having workshops with youth groups, charities to do with children. It'll be an amazing day, so we're going to be announcing the date later on, and it'll be in Skegness in Lincolnshire, England. Just Google Child Stealing by the State, Skegness, Lincolnshire, England. And you can contact Sam Edwards. He's our chief COO. And he's at the voice at onevoiceforthekids.org.uk, or alternatively, you can email andrewpeacher@btconnect.com, Skype One Voice for the Kids, or Skype Andrew Peacher. Dr. Carley.
Okay, and the only thing I want to correct you on what you said is that this is not a UK thing. This is happening globally. And in fact, when Sam started this situation. He had his first protest on Tuesday, the 6th of March of this year. And if I'm not mistaken, there was about 40 countries who actually had wanted to participate. And so this is a global thing. And this is not a mistake. And I love the fact that you're inviting the criminals who are stealing the children to come and join you. I suspect you will get none. Or if there are any to show up, they will be the few that have a conscience. And they will have nothing to say. Because, in fact, this is a money-making operation for the state. The goal is to make money for the state and to destroy families. Those are the goals. And, in fact, here in the United States, there was a very important case I've discussed on the show many times, DeShaney v. Winnebago County, which went as high as the United States Supreme Court. That was a case where a little boy was given custody to his father, who had severely abused the child and the mother. And the father ended up making him brain dead. And the mother brought suit against social services of Winnebago County for allowing this child to be, you know, destroyed. And the United States Supreme Court actually ruled that they are immune. In fact, they actually stated, Chief Judge Rehnquist actually stated in the decision, which I have in writing as well as on tape, that if two policemen watch a woman being raped for their amusement, it's not a violation of the Constitution. So this is a big wake-up call for people to realize that the agencies that you believe are protecting you are actually working for the psychopaths who are destroying our world. And that's the long and short of it. And I'm so proud of you for what you're doing, Andrew, and I look forward to participating in that. It should be very interesting, and I know go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, can I just correct you a little bit?
Sure.
I've actually been guaranteed the criminals of the politicians, the three different Labour, Lib Dems, and Conservatives. The Lib Dem person is a part of our side, John Hemmings, MP from Yardley, Birmingham, England, and he's going to be doing a Skype call as well during the conference. So yeah, we do have the bad ones and the good ones, and hopefully, you know, we'll educate people even more, because I've been very lucky to have this conference broadcast on Walter, his name is. He runs a media company in Santa Diego. Sorry, I can't even pronounce it. In California, San Diego. Yeah, California. Anyway, and he's going to broadcast the whole event live with sound and on video throughout his multiple internet TV shows.
Well, that's outstanding. And actually, your group, One Voice for the Kids, you're joining Orion Talk Radio in a couple of weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's absolutely right, because we felt there was a need not just talk about many, many, many issues, you know, in different shows, but we need to concentrate on, you know, a subject at a time, whether it be child stealing by the state, sexual abuse, whether it be the New World Order, the microchip, mind control, sorry, and we need to do that in, you know, like one or two, maybe three shows at a time, just to, you know, rather than drip feed people, we need to educate them, and because we need these, I try to think of that word, we need the people against us, we need to get them into jail.
They need, and the people need to see the big picture. And I'm so excited about this, Andrew. That's what I do with What's Ailing America and my show out of the UK on Sundays, What's Ailing the World. I will never run out of answers to that topic. But
yeah,
shows that cover this, the better, okay? Because you're exactly right. Yes, the main things that your group is spotlighting is the stealing of the children. But the big picture encompasses many evils. And if you cover many evils, eventually you're going to get the attention of someone who's experiencing one of the evils, be their loved ones being killed by the medical mafia or whatever the case may be. You know, if they think that they're not affected just because they still have their children, they have a wake-up call to wake up to. Go ahead.
Yeah, and basically the reason that, you know, sorry, I'll go back to the Holly Gregg very...
If you know that the water you're drinking is over...
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is destruction of families. We have on the line Andrew Peacher from the UK, affiliated with One Voice for the Kids, and after the next break, we'll be bringing the founder on, Sam Edwards, as well. But before the break, Andrew, you were mentioning something additional about the Holly Gregg situation. And let me just spell Holly Gregg, H-O-L-L-I-E-G-R-I-E-G. Do a search on that, folks, and read about the Holly Gregg situation, especially what Brian Garish has to say about it. This will blow your mind. The attention that this case has gotten all over the world is amazing. And yet nothing is being done to save this young woman. In fact, she's about ready to be taken away from her protector and given to the hands of the state, who we know are going to do all they can to destroy her mind. Okay, go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, well, I had a Skype message from somebody, and basically they're saying, you know, Holly Gregg basically is the evidence. So how it all started was, you know, the abuse accusations to the police, and they didn't want to know, so they shut her up or her family with criminal injuries compensation. Then after that, you know, it wasn't fair, so poor Robert Greene tried to help them, so then he went to prison after that, because, you know, they've tried getting her mother mentally incarcerated. And now it's Holly's, you know, they're trying everything, basically. It's a scandal in huge proportions. She's the evidence, and if, you know, if you have evidence, it's dangerous, so they need to destroy the evidence, the police I'm talking about. But anyway, back to my other point, about Sam Edwards' radio show and One Voice for the Kids. The radio show is dedicated to the effects, underlined, capital letters, effects of child abuse and child stealing by the state, and that's wherever you live in the world. And there are campaigners such as David Jenkins and poor old mothers like Jane Johns. She's had a recently bad sort of experiences with social services up there in Liverpool. And, you know, there's people like that, though. They're brilliant. I'm okay. I do my job because I've got a conscience.
Yes.
But basically, we need more of them in America. We need more of them in the UK. And incidentally, Dr. Carley, as I'm talking about Liverpool, where Jane's from, there's been 284 reported measles cases reported recently in Liverpool. And that silly stuff they're doing in the Olympics, everyone's got to be vaccinated. So how much money is coming in for the state?
Well, I want to cover that next. But before I do, let me just ask you, do you and Sam have a date and time for when your show will start on Orion? Do you know yet when that's going to happen?
No, I think we're waiting again for confirmation from Popeye and Jimmy.
Okay, so when that information becomes available, I will definitely make an announcement on my show, you know, as soon as I hear the information, and on every show, because I want to spread the word about your show. And what Andrew's talking about, and he sent me, let's see, how much paper did I waste on these downloads? And I'm joking. It's not a waste, but it's just amazing. All the information that's coming out of the UK, we have the telegraph.co.uk reporting that hundreds of frontline health workers are being vaccinated against smallpox. Red flag, people. Smallpox was supposedly eradicated. Only laboratories at the CDC and the Russian equivalent of the CDC have smallpox. So where do they think the smallpox is going to come from, and why are they inoculating healthcare workers with the smallpox virus? That's pretty scary for those healthcare workers, and we know that they're getting microchipped at the same time. We also Go ahead.
It's just relevant to what you've just said. From what I've read somewhere, the U.S., and the UK, they're so paranoid about people from the eastern countries such as China and Hong Kong and India and, you know, all the people from that direction bringing these diseases over here.
No, that's their excuse. That's their inoculation. Yeah, they know where the vaccine viruses are coming from, where the actual bioweapons are coming from. They're coming from laboratories in the U.S., in the U.K., and, you know, basically all of their aiders and abettors. But
my second point, when you just said that, it does correspond with my second point. I read an article, I've got it somewhere, and it says these vaccines are so cheap, they were running at about 23 cents per vaccine, but sold for 10, 20 times, you know, more than that on the market.
Well, isn't that special? So they're charging you, what is it, 1,000% markup to be inoculated with disease. Because all these people are going to get very, very sick. And it's not going to happen immediately. It's going to happen slowly. They're going to end up in the system with cancer, autoimmune disease, or whatever the case may be, as I've been explaining to my listeners for 15 years. Okay, is it just the healthcare workers being told to get vaccinated? No. It's also the athletes. And let's see. This is an article from... Vac Truth, but an excellent article by Christina England. You can go to Vac Truth and read this article, May 7th, 2012, that the Olympic vaccination frenzy continues as athletes are urged to get their shots because basically they're being told that they have to get inoculated with measles because they're supposed to bring back memories and not measles. Isn't that special? And we'll see what happens to those athletes. Not immediately, obviously, but I'm sure that they're going to have big problems down the line. Andrew just wrote, the athletes arrive healthy and go home disabled. There you go. That's what's going to happen. But it's not just the healthcare workers and the Olympic athletes. It's also the tourists, U.S. tourists. And this is from dailymail.co.uk. U.S. tourists told to get measles vaccine before going to the Olympic Games for fear of importing the disease when they come back. And there's two vaccines that they're strongly pushing, the flu vaccine, because, you know, the U.K. is at extreme risk of flu pandemic, as millions of foreign visitors expected for the Olympics. But the U.S. tourists are being told to get the measles vaccine before going to the Olympic Games for fear of importing the disease when they come back. Now, very interesting that the one of the main companies that's going to be sponsoring the Olympics is GlaxoSmithKline. Funny Ooh. How that works out. Yeah. Mm. And actually, apparently they were hired to do the drug testing of the athletes. But isn't it funny how now they've morphed into pushing vaccines? Of course, GlaxoSmithKline is a very major vaccine pusher on the people.
I've just got another good comment. Obviously, you mentioned Glaxo, that company. Incidentally, Thomas Cook, struggling travel agency in the UK, is also a sponsor of the World Olympics, and another company, BP. You know, the petroleum company that does oil. Isn't that amazing?
Well, let's see what they come up with, Andrew. I'm predicting they'll have some kind of a special package for any. And I actually had accessed the site for the Olympics. They're saying that 8.8 million people are going to be attending the Olympic Games. You know, the majority of them being foreign travelers, obviously. So I'm sure they'll come up with some kind of a package where you can get your vaccine as well as your ticket for the Olympics.
Cheap travel vaccines. I love it. Absolutely.
Right.
And then when you've had enough, you could either set fire to people with BP's oil or you could just sniff it.
It's insane. It's insane. And just the logo of the Olympics, it says Zion. you know, and there's all kinds of YouTubes about that as well. They're basically putting it right in their face what their intention is. And one of the other Skypes that you had sent me is that...
Oh, yes. Terrorist plot.
Yeah, dailyrecord.co.uk, police fear 2012 Olympic bomb threat in Glasgow. So they're getting ready. They're doing their exercises. They're predicting there's going to be a dirty bomb. I don't think it's going to be a dirty bomb because, you know, London, Washington, the Vatican, and Israel, those are the four major hubs for the New World Order crowd. So I think this is just a scare tactic. But bioweapons, oh, yeah, they're already unleashed because they're being given by vaccine. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the only bomb that the London Olympics and the world need to fear is not the dirty bomb not the dirty bomb anyway. It's Mr. Sam Edwards from One Voice for the Kids, because when he gets together with Brian Gerrish and Roger Hayes and Dr. Carly, that is the biggest bomb you need to be afraid of.
Wow, I love that. Of course, I don't consider myself a terrorist, although I've been told I'm brutally honest. Okay, I think I hear the music. Yes, I do. All right, this is about a six-minute break, Andrew, in case you want to get a glass of water or something. And after the break, we'll bring Sam Edwards on.
Orion News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the top 25.